Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Line. This is Preston. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to access my account online to create or open a new claim, and I keep getting a runaround on trying to recover the account. I don't know if it's going to an old email address or an old phone number. To reset that, I'm just having issues. I cannot access whatever information it is for me to reset it.
Okay. What is your claimant ID number?
I have not been able to submit a claim because every time I try to log into the Alabama website, it keeps saying that I already have an account. Well, when I try to reset the information on it, it's not going to anything I no longer have.
When was the last time you had an open account with the Alabama Department of Labor?
It's been, let's see, my son's 14 years old, so it's probably been 13 years ago.
Okay, what is your Social Security number?
247-55-6831.
Okay, what is your first name?
Angela.
Spell it, please.
A-N-G-E-L-A.
Do you have a middle initial?
I do. It's R for Renee.
And spell your last name.
W-A-R-R-E-N.
Warren?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ms. Warren. So you're trying to open up a new claim, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm out with surgery, and I'm going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, and I need to see about claiming while I'm out.
Okay. That sounds like maybe disability, and they're going to ask you certain questions on this form. Are you ready? Are you looking for employment in your normal occupation? And throughout your benefits, you are supposed to be looking for another a job. You know, doing throughout your weekly claims, you should be looking for a job, and they will have you submit at least three employers that you have looked for, that you have applied for each week. And so if you're not able to work, then they will deem you ineligible, because this is unemployment, because you're unemployed through no fault of your own. And not unemployment, whereas you just decided you got surgery or something, like, I don't know. But I just want to let you know this before we go ahead through this whole form. It'll take about 45 minutes to an hour, and then and then you may be disqualified. So I just wanted to let you know that. What's your date of birth? Do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Is it Alabama issue?
It is.
And what's the driver's license number?
6610818.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Capes, C-A-P-E-S.
C-A-P-E-S?
Correct.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future payments, future benefits?
Yes.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government in the past 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, sir.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you have a, did you say whether or not you had a middle initial?
I do. It's R.
Okay. Has your name changed since you last filed?
Yes, I want to say it was Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Okay. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
Okay. And what is your phone number, Ms. Warren?
256-418-2939.
You said 256-418-2939?
That's correct.
And what is your mother's maiden name?
Kate, C-A-P-E-S.
I don't know why it asks for that more than once. Give me 1 second. And ma'am, I'm about to ask you some demographics questions. What
Okay.
is your race?
What?
Non-Hispanic?
Not his family.
Okay. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
1 year of college.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, and what is your residential address?
6403. Banks, Banks Drive, Drive, Northwest. And that's Fort Payne, Fort space, Payne, Alabama, 35967.
What city did you say that was in?
Fort Payne.
Fort Payne.
Yes, sir.
Is that,
it's F-O-R-T.
P-A-Y-N-S.
N-E.
Okay. N-E. P-A-Y-N-E. Okay. And you said 35967 is the zip code?
Yes, 35967.
And you did say 6403 Banks Drive, Northwest?
That's correct.
Okay. And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
It is.
Okay. And what was your job title?
General manager.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I am. I actually had an interview yesterday.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I'm actually in the middle of completing my FAFSA for college.
Okay.
I got accepted into the college. I just have to get my Pell Grant. Completed.
Do you did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Did my employer what now?
Give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir. I haven't been given a return date.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Not right now because I have stitches, so I won't be able to, not for 6 to 8 weeks, but normally, yes.
Okay. So, it's for, I guess, I have choices here to pick for your answer. childcare issues, lack of transportation, willing to accept only one shift, although workers in my field normally work multiple shifts, or attending school or other, which is personal obligation. Which would you say?
I'm available to work any and all shifts in my field.
Okay.
It'll be less confusing for you.
See. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir. Who can afford not to?
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, sir.
Okay. And so please choose the reason you are unable to work. Work restriction limitation by order of physician. Pregnancy.
Yes.
That's it right there? Okay.
The first one.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I would say no more than 50.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I don't know.
Okay, it won't let me get past this page without an answer. Some type of answer.
15.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir.
Do you own a business?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you work for yourself?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Neither.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between 10/1/2022 and 9/30/2023?
No, sir.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, sir.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for benefits. And there are fees that may be charged for certain reasons. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The direct deposit.
Okay. Now, do you have the same account that you had when you last received benefits?
No, sir.
Okay. So, what account did you want to put this in? Checking or savings?
Checking.
And what is your routing number?
262-8-4431.
Okay. I'm going to repeat that back to you.
Yes, sir.
And so 262-284-431. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, and the account number, please.
Give me 1 moment.
Sure.
Okay. That's going to be 86370-0071.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you.
I just gave you the wrong one. Take
that off. Okay. Go ahead.
1007-1008-6370.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you in a second after I copy and paste. All right, so you said 1007-1008-6370. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So, Ms. Warren, what is your last employer?
My last employer is Duncan, D-U-N-K-I-N.
Could they have gone by another name? Oh,
I'm sorry?
I want to let you know this in the future so you'll know it. I see where it says Duncan, but next to it, it says Quintard Maybe? Donuts. It says Quintard Donuts.
Yes,
Holdings,
that's
LLC.
Part of one of our stores.
Yeah, that's actually in the first box, and so in the next box. Okay, and is Fort Payne Donuts the same?
Fort Payne Donuts is located in Fort Payne. Quintard Donuts is located in Oxford, Alabama. That was the training store.
Quintard is your last employer?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what is the phone number there in Quintard?
One moment. That number is 256-831-0702.
You said 256-831-0702. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, what city? What's your work location city?
It's in Oxford, O-X-F-O-R-D, and it's Alabama, 206-203.
Okay, and so what was your employment start date?
Let's see, I started with a company in January, January the 12th of last year.
Okay, and what is the last day you physically worked?
Let's see. March 9th, 2024.
And why are you no longer working?
Out due to a physician pulling me out of work.
Okay. Okay, this is what I'm going to do, because where I ask you why are you no longer working? You answered to a physician pulling you out of work. So the choices here are quit, discharge, lack of work, or other. So I chose other. And so, yeah. And so after that, it asks the question, select the specific reason you are no longer working. And so this choices are strike, lockout, working part-time, disciplinary suspension, leave of absence, loss of license, reduction in force, lack of transportation, reorganization, restructuring, laid off as no work is available, or corporate downsizing, or no reason given, right? Now, I thought about no reason given, but also there's leave of absence. Which one would you choose?
The leave of absence.
Okay. I thought that made more sense as well. But then it asks, name and title of the person who granted the leave of absence.
Would that be my physician, right?
Yes, I guess.
Or my boss.
Your boss, one or the other. Which one granted it to you? I mean, your physicians suggested it, but I guess your employer would have to grant it.
Okay. Did they? Yes, I'll give you my boss's number.
Okay. Name, and
Kathy.
Title.
Kathy.
C-A-S-S-I-E. C-A-S-S-I-E. And the title, her title.
She's district manager.
District manager. Got you. All right, now, why are you on a leave of absence? Maternity, medical, military, or other?
Medical.
Okay. What are the beginning and ending dates of your leave of absence? So I need the beginning from and the end to, if you have those dates.
You still there?
Oh, hello? Hello?
Hello?